The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by AIB. We see Brave and we're backing it through Brexit.
And well, from ghost ships to something also quite spooky. Halloween is certainly going to be very different for everyone this year. Bangers may be going off, but doorbells will be left alone if everyone follows the guidelines. So how are the costume shops coping? We're joined by Ronan O'Brien, owner of the online fancy dress store, The Costume Shop, and Shay Howland, owner of Funhouse, a costume shop beside the Gaiety Theatre. You're both very welcome to the programme. Ronan, first to you, your business is online. You operate out of Port Leash, is it? In the Midlands, you can distribute all kinds of stuff. What's different this year about Halloween and costumes?
So Halloween is looking completely different this year. It's much more family orientated. There's a lot of companies running with Zoom, corporate events basically, and they're coming to us to arrange for every single employee to end up with a costume, and then they go on the Zoom to reflect their different personalities.
So are they all at home on Zoom dressing up as...
Well, that's what we're seeing. We've never seen this before, but this is the companies are talking to us. They're looking to spend their social budget. They're looking for a way to get people interacting again and having fun and just keeping the mental health straight. The best thing about the costume industry is you can't worry about things when you're dressed as Superman, you've got a cape on. And it's such a good escape.
It changes everything. Shay, what about you? I mean, one of the other things was you're operating a shop, so you've got sort of social distancing rules, and I'm sure that has been difficult as to how many people you can have in the shop. But there is an element of human interaction coming in and people saying, I'm thinking about this, or what'll I dress up as this year?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we would see a very emotional element of it. You know, we're a fun place, actually, the joke shop beside the Gaiety, and we've been there for 40 years, so... We have fun with our customers. We interact with them. That's what it's all about. We'd like to think we're the experts in that space. And definitely the change that we've seen is obviously a dramatic drop in footfall in town. But that has led to corporates getting in touch with us. And they're wanting to create fun environment for their employees, engage with their employees. And definitely we're helping them out in that respect. We've taken on somebody to do that aspect of the business for us. And it's proven very successful.
But a big part of Halloween would be people going out on the town dressed up, you know, adult costumes,
sure.
Sort of sexy maid outfit. I'm not sure. I'll be getting one of those this year.
You'd look well in the Richard. No, I think we've definitely seen a drop off in that part of the business for the moment. But you know, I think younger people as well will engage with this, and they will want to have fun with their friends. They can do it in a safe way. We're encouraging people to do it in a safe way at home, and certainly younger people are all with the technology. So we see them dressing up at home and having a bit of crack.
Yeah, dressing up at home, Ronan. That it makes it. I assume it makes it more of a family thing, because the kids, you can always sell, you know, kids' costumes, but if they're not going out trick or treating, then it's a matter of families getting dressed up together, isn't
it? What we're seeing is a lot of movie-orientated costumes with the launch of Disney and Netflix, all the latest movies, and then the entire family, the mum and dad, are dressing up. And maybe they wouldn't have done that on previous years.
What are they dressing up as?
So we're seeing a lot of Ghostbusters, Adam's Family, and then superheroes like The Incredibles. But what we're seeing is even the dog is getting a costume this year. They're making it a bigger event. The decorations are so much bigger and more flamboyant this year than they've ever been before. So I suppose they're trying to make an event. They're trying to make the kids happy and have something to look forward to. And while there is kind of dark times out there, this can be a fun thing to do, and people are looking for fun. It's limited supply at the moment, and here's a huge opportunity for it.
What you need is the family that's doing 101 Dalmatians. You'd sell quite a few costumes there.
Well, my wife would look great as Cruella, that's for sure. But I'm not sure my kids would do that. I think we're dinosaurs this year. My 3-year-old has announced recently, but that can change within a day or two too.
Yeah, you're going to be in trouble when you go home. And Shay, in relation to the whole online Zoom thing, I mean, to be honest now, I can't imagine myself sitting dressed up as Superman or anything else, looking down a computer screen, having a bit of crack.
I think you'd look great, to be honest. And definitely we're having such fun with engaging with HR managers and stuff, who are coming up with really inventive ideas, you know. We're telling them, look, why don't you have a best dressed competition and make it a bit competitive for people and stuff like that. And we're having all sorts of weird and wacky ideas come at us, you know. So it's great crack. And definitely, you know, you can't go out and party. We know that, okay? You're not allowed to do these things, and you shouldn't. It's not safe. So don't give up on it. You know, you can still have some crack. There's no doubt about it. It's not this, it isn't the same as being in a pub or a club or whatever you'd normally do, but you can still celebrate the season.
And there hasn't been the big movie releases. I presume in the past, let's say if the Joker or something was the big movie, that's the suit people would want. There haven't been many.
No, that hasn't happened. And we're finding it's, as a consequence of that, it's kind of a mixed bag. So people are being a little bit more unique. It's given people, I think, a chance to come up with their own ideas, actually, you know, which is kind of good. Last year, it was all about the Joker. You know, people wanted it because it was such a hit movie. And this year, we don't have that because there's no movies being released. So
what are you going to dress up as, Shay?
I have to leave that to the last minute. It's a surprise. Always a surprise for my family what I decide to dress up as.
What about you, Ronan? Have you made up your mind?
My 3-year-old has announced our costumes, and I'm a Velociraptor. He's a T-Rex, and so on through the family. So that's at the moment where we're going to go, very Jurassic Park themed.
So you've got it all organised. Fair play to you. Ronan O'Brien from The Costume Shop and Shay Howland, owner of Funhouse. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. That's all we have for this week. Sorry, the fun place.
Fun place, the joke shop beside the gaiety.
Fun place beside the gaiety. Sorry, Shay.